So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hey, deep divers. Thank you for joining me. This is the second episode of Musings, Deep Dive Musings, where I dive in solo to some ideas or ramblings or just some thoughts that have been coming up and want to share them with you. So if you're not familiar with this podcast, welcome. My name is Adam Roa. I am the host. Usually on Thursdays, I release an episode with an interview with someone that is a game changer, someone who inspires me in some way, shape, or form, because my goal is to show people that it's not really what you think, it's how you think. That's the commonality that you'll see among really highly successful people that are making big impact in the world. They have some common characteristics. They take full responsibility for their life. They take action into their own hands. They believe that basically anything's possible. So these are some commonalities, and I love sharing that with all of you. And then I've just started these musings, where it's me, just me, raw, authentic, no script, just an idea that I'm gonna explore with you guys. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you've probably heard me talk about my upcoming 4-week course, Unlocking Your Inner Artist. It is what inspired today's musing, because I've been having interview calls with people who are interested in joining the course, the second round of applicants, and it's been really exciting for me to talk to people and see the creativity that wants to be birthed into the world. And I also have been using an analogy and a big long metaphor essentially for creativity and how I view it. And so that's primarily what I'm going to do today. I'm going to share with you the way that I see the realm of creativity. And if you haven't heard about the 4-week course or you want some more information, at the end of this, I'll talk about it. So make sure you stick around for that. And it starts on March 16th. So this will be the last episode of the deep dive where I talk about it and the last opportunity to sign up. So anyway, I want to start today with a quote. And this quote is from Brian McGee, and it's in the book Conscious Business, for anyone who's interested. It's a really dense book about running a business consciously. So, what things are independently of our modes of perception and thought is something of which we cannot form any conception. On the one side, we have the world of things as they appear to us, what Kant calls the world of phenomena. This is the world of possible knowledge for us. But all the forms this knowledge takes are subject dependent. On the other side, there is the world of things as they are in themselves, what Kant calls the nominal world. Its mode of existence has nothing to do with the particular ways in which we register things. But to this realm, for that very reason, we have no means of access. So, I love that quote. And I'll break it down for you, because if you're like me, and it can be sometimes hard to visualize that information when it's coming through your speakers. Essentially what it's saying is that everything that we see, everything that we perceive, any bit of information that we gather in this world, in this realm of existence, we are gathering, perceiving, and experiencing through a lens of our own perception. And maybe on some external realm somewhere, there's an absolute truth of what actually is. But because everything we perceive is through the lens of our own perception, we have no access to that realm, even if it does exist. We have no access to any realm that doesn't rely on the lens of our own perception. And that includes, you know, some of the most profound, like absolute truths I've ever felt in my life have been through the use of plant medicines, like ayahuasca, for example, or psilocybin. And yet, even during those experiences, it is still being experienced through the lens of our human existence. It's us as human beings in our human body with our human mind tapping into something greater than ourselves, but still tapping into it as a human being. So if you can imagine, for example, the way a dog perceives the world, and if that dog were to be given a bunch of magic mushrooms or something, and maybe that dog is having an experience, it will be a dog magic mushroom trip. It will not be a human magic mushroom trip. And so you can see how there's no way for us to have any experience that is not a human experience, a human perception of sex, a human perception of food, a human perception of exercise, even a human perception of meditation. And I thought that this was a really great way for me to talk about creativity. You see, because to me, creativity is not something that we generate within ourselves. Creativity is a point that exists somewhere that we access. And almost like a radio frequency, every idea has its own frequency. So the radio dial of 101.1 is a different creative idea than 101.2. And so that idea that wants to be birthed, if you're listening to that and you listening to this podcast and you're like, well, I have an idea for my own podcast, or I have an idea for my own book, or I have an idea for whatever, but it isn't fully fleshed out, like you just have a general concept, then you might know, like you might have your radio searching in the 101 realm, 101.1, 101.2, 101.3. And at some point, if you tune into the right frequency, that idea will align with you and come through, and it'll be clear as day. And so I'm gonna take a drink of my morning smoothie before it gets warm. So the reason I'm saying that is because that is a very different approach than a lot of creatives out there. It's not, if you know me at all, you know that I don't believe in any, like there's not a right way. I think that whatever way works for you, works for you. So if you are someone who is wildly successful as an artist and or a writer or whatever it is that you do, whatever business you've created, and the creative process is fun and enjoyable for you, and it also looks like just doing it, sitting down to write even when you don't want to, sitting down to write even when you have writer's block and just kind of forcing it until it happens, that could totally work for you. And if it is and you enjoy it, then awesome. But what I'm here today to do is share with you how I view it and what has worked for me. For those of you who have been following some of my social medias, and if you're not, I encourage you to do so. You can find me on Facebook, Adam Roa. I have both a business page there and a personal page. I encourage you to follow both of them because I put different content out on both of them. And then Instagram, adam.roa. I'm also on Twitter, Adam Roa. Anyway, I have made film content, spoken word poetry, et cetera, and they have garnered over 1 million views on Facebook in about a year. And all of that's been done without you know, the promotion without having, when I started, I just turned a camera on myself and put it out on Facebook, and I had only like 1,000 friends on Facebook, and it's just kind of blown up. I can't sit here and tell you, hey, here's the marketing plan for how that happens. Here's the marketing plan for how you get way more clients or way more you know, engagement on your posts. I don't know the marketing plan. That's something that a lot of my friends are much better at, and who I'm learning from. Like I think that marketing's great. I got a marketing degree when I was in college, Arizona State University, and I thought I was going to go into advertising. I was working at an ad agency, and that's, I wanted to own my own ad agency or be the creative director for a large one. Like, that was my goal. And so I have a love for marketing in many ways, because I think that marketing is really just understanding people. It's understanding what people want and finding ways to communicate to them, hey, I can help you with that. It's become kind of bastardized in a way where we're seeing, instead of what do people want and saying we can help you with that, we are generating a feeling of lack in people with our advertising. We're telling people, you are not enough. You can be happier if you buy this car, or people will like you more if you use this makeup or whatever it is. And so I think advertising has really lost its place. But for those of you listening, I hope that you feel very much like there's something that you can offer the world, and you should not feel ashamed to market yourself for that. It's something that has been a journey for me, because, you know, this podcast, you'll notice for the first, I don't know, however many episodes, maybe 10, 15 episodes, I didn't have anything that I was promoting at all. And the last 3 episodes of this podcast, I've talked about this 4-week course. And that is because it took a shift in me where I realized I had this negative view of marketing, because I was seeing how marketing was currently being used predominantly in our society. But there are people who are, I can say, oh, you know what? I have one free space for my one-on-one coaching roster. And someone hears that and says, oh, I'd like to talk to you about it. And then that person's life is changed forever. That is why marketing is powerful, because if you have something that can help heal someone, if you can help make someone's life better in a significant way, that deserves to be seen. That deserves to be marketed. Someone should definitely hear about that offering. So anyway, that's a little bit of a tangent. And getting back to the videos that I've been putting out, I did it without marketing. And it was really about this process that I'm going to break down for you in metaphor, because I believe that when you tune into that frequency that I was talking about earlier, and those ideas come through you, then the idea is bigger than you. And that idea, the reason it even wanted to come through you, is because there's an audience for it. And it's just a matter of that audience connecting to what you are putting out, what is flowing through you. And the clearer that you can be, so essentially the less static you can have in that, you know, transmuting of the frequency from the creative zone and putting it out into the world, the less static that's in there, the clearer the message, and therefore the easier the audience can find it, the easier and more effective you can be with your messaging, and the more people will resonate. So that's funny, because I just used a metaphor of like a radio frequency, but I'm going to go into this really long, deep metaphor for creativity and the creative process now. So imagine you have an idea. There's an idea that you want to start, but you're not quite sure what exactly it looks like or how to build it. And so think of that idea like a seed, okay? It's a seed that you're going to plant in a garden. And now what gets to happen after you've planted this seed is you get to water it, because what you want is for that seed to bloom, to blossom, to grow, and then begin yielding fruit. Let's say fruit is your financial income from it, your impact that you're making on people. It's the reward, let's say. And so you get to water that seed. Well, you are the hose, and creativity is the water. So you are the vessel through which creativity gets to reach the idea and help it grow. I'm taking another drink of my smoothie. Okay, so in order to water the seed, you being the hose, the first step is to unkink, untangle that hose, unknot it, okay? If you're like me, when I was growing up and I had to like water the lawn, the hose was just kind of like thrown into a corner. And so every time I would pull it out, it would be, have all these kinks and knots, and I would turn the water on. I'm like, why is the water not coming out? Or why is it just coming out as a trickle? And it's because the flow was impeded. And so the first step is to smooth out your hose. And that involves addressing all of the things within yourself that are blocking you. All of the limiting beliefs, all of the past wounds and trauma and all that stuff that's stored in your cells of your body, that's stored in your psyche, that is preventing that creativity to flow through. So that's the first step. Now, once you've straightened out your hose, the second step is connecting it to the water source, screwing it into the nozzle, which is essentially what I was talking about before, where you're connecting to that space in the ether where the creative ideas reside. Okay? And so finding a vibrational alignment with that creativity, finding a way to connect that source, is where that's probably the biggest difference. You know what? I'm not even going to call it a difference. I would say that a lot of creators are doing it, maybe even all creators are doing it, without consciously knowing that they're doing it. So the big difference is, can you take conscious control over it, which will help speed up the process, but also allow you to trust and know that the process is in movement. It is moving forward. And so that's the second step. And then the third step is turning the water on. And you can turn that water on a little half turn, and it can start trickling out, and you can start watering that seed with little trickles of water, or you can turn and turn and turn and turn, so it's just this torrential flow of creative energy flowing through the vessel that you are and out onto this seed and helping it grow faster. And that involves essentially widening your channel, cleaning yourself out, daily practices that can maximize what is possible for you. I've had a lot of experiences in my life where I have learned, some oftentimes the hard way, the difference between being like having that nozzle, having that water flow be high and having that water flow be a trickle, and the ways in which in my day-to-day life I experience that, or I contribute to that, because it's not a random thing. It's not like you get a random turn of that water nozzle. It is something that you consciously work towards, and each day you can turn it up more and more and more and more. I hope that some of you have experienced a flow state, which would be the experience of creativity and ideas and all of that coming really effortlessly. and flowing through you with ease, and you're like getting so much done, and every idea you have seems like the greatest idea, and it's well received, and people respond to it really well. That flow state is something that my goal is to help people find it more and more and more. And for myself, my goal is to exist in it more and more and more. And then there's a fourth step. I'm going to drink a smoothie again. So the fourth step is, what do you put on the other end of the hose? So the water that's actually coming through the hose, as it goes out into the world, in what way does it go out into the world? Is it through, are you attaching like a sprinkler to the end of it? Are you using your thumb to create pressure? Are you just letting it flow naturally? Are you putting one of those little gun nozzles on the end of the hose? And what that represents is, what is the unique way that your message is going out? Because we can all connect, you know what I mean? So like, say we're connected to the same creative source. Say we're connected to that same water tap. But if you have a sprinkler on yours and I am using my thumb to spray the water out, it's going out into the world in a different way. And finding that, finding your unique message, is a process. It is something that I'll say for myself, I'm even continually in process of finding deeper and deeper connection to my message and becoming more in alignment with my message. That is something that when I first started coaching and first started putting out content into the world, I felt like I could just help everyone. Everyone would benefit from hearing what Adam Roa had to say. And while that's true in some ways, you know, I'm putting out positivity, so it can't really hurt. At the same time, my audience is not everyone. You know, if 100% of the world resonates with what I'm saying, there's something wrong. I learned very early on that I'm trying to be as authentic as I possibly can, as raw and vulnerable as I possibly can, and I'm gonna be honest. And if I can do that and I can trust in my creative process, then the messages that I put out into the world, the people who need them the most, the people who will resonate most deeply, it will find them. And what's amazing is I have so many other people on this planet, my not just my immediate circle, not just, you know, my beloved Melinda, not just the people I know of, but people I've never even heard of on this planet who are also putting out messages that are coming from the same creative area. They may be at 101.2, I may be at 101.1, but it's the same general area. It's the same message of love and acceptance and beauty. And they will cover, if I resonate with 1%, then they resonate with a different 1%, and someone else resonates with a different 1%. And together we can cover 100% of this planet. So it's a team effort. And that's actually why I'm so excited about this 4-week course. That's the reason why I wanted to do it in the first place, is because the world is so ready for healing. The world is so, so ready for a different paradigm, for more love and sustainability and joy, lots of joy. Just stop living in this scarcity and fear-based system. And art and ideas and businesses and systems all get to be created to help move and shift the world into that new paradigm. And I believe that my ability to help people tap into this style, let's say this style, this type of creative process will open the floodgates for more and more ideas and artwork and writing and song and music, all of it, to go into the world with the frequency of that healing, of that new paradigm. So that's why I'm so stoked about it. That's why you've heard me talk about it. That's why I've actually said, you know what, I'm going to get over myself and I'm going to talk about the program. I'm going to market the program because I think it's really important. And so if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you like the way that I view the creative process, then I encourage you to go to my website, adamroa.com. In the upcoming section, you will see a free video that I've put there where I break down this four-step process. This podcast actually has more detail than that video, so you're already up to speed. But also some information about the course. Basically, it's 4 weeks. Each of the weeks is aimed at each of those four steps that I just outlined, and supporting you in what that looks like in your own life, and what are the tools and practical application of what I'm talking about. How do you actually put these four steps into practice? And how can you have my support along the way? And the support, because it's a small group of some other like-minded individuals who want to make a difference on this planet. So I highly encourage you to head over to adamroa.com and check it out. It starts on March 16th. The Facebook group is going to open a few days before that so everyone can get acquainted with each other. And it's an application process because I'm very specific. I would rather do it with two or three people who are the right fit than 30 people who the majority of them aren't. So head over there, fill out the application, and I look forward to connecting with you. Even if you're not interested in the program, I hope you've enjoyed this deep dive musing, and I encourage you to find and tune into your own radio frequency of creativity and start to put it out into the world, because the world is ready. Thank you for being you. Thank you for listening to this, which is a sign that you want to expand, that you want to strive to continually be better, a better version of yourself, show up as fully as you can. So thank you for that. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved. Peace out.